Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. Yes, I am Françoise Rhodes. I know I don't sound like her, but I am. I'm fighting that cold that's been going around. It hit me pretty hard on, Thursday night. So I never made the fair on Friday. Didn't make Modernism Week all weekend long, which I had planned. So far, it's not been good. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan, who's actually going to be doing the show for me today.
Yeah. wish everybody luck.
Yeah, well, wish everybody
they need luck.
Oh, no. I'm here. It's kind of, I'm right at that stage where I'm over the worst part, but it comes and goes.
Yeah.
You know, it just hits you, boom, and then it goes away.
It kind of tricks you into feeling like you're better, and then it's like, nope, I'm still here.
Yeah, you think, oh, wow, I can go. I thought, well, maybe later on today I'll go, you know, go over to the fair or something. But then I start thinking, you know, probably not quite so good. But the show must go on since I am the only host, and this happened at the last moment. So here I am, not really sick, but just sounding worse than I really am. So today's show is presented by the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, which is under new owners and management. So check it out. Now, this week, episode 3 came out of Traveling with Françoise.
I have it recorded.
Oh, good for you. All right.
I was meaning to watch it this morning, but there was much child yelling, and I decided not to.
Yeah, it's not good to watch during child yelling.
No, they're just making too much noise.
Yeah, I hear you. But at first people thought, oh, no, it's about the Salton Sea. It's not really about the Salton Sea. It is a little bit about the Sea and Desert Interpretive Association, also about the Sunny Bono Wildlife Refuge, and then about surrounding things of the Salton Sea. So you really need to watch it. I had a lot of great feedback of people saying, I didn't even know that was all out there. So don't think it's about saving the sea, because that really doesn't have anything to do with this episode of Traveling with Françoise. Remember, Thursdays at noon and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. We here in the Coachella Valley have more things that need to be saved, like downtown Palm Springs. Who knows what's going to happen there? And for those of you that read the paper, you know what I'm talking about there. All right, who won the Mission Inn trip? Well, we're going to tell you who won that in the second hour of the show. So hold on, but I did draw a winner for that. And let's see, we do have some prizes today, but I'm just going to kind of make you hang on and find out what they are through the show, because I just don't feel like naming them off. So there you go. I figured if you listening to the show, you're going to know when they come up and you can try to win them. So, but there's some good prizes. We always have good prizes. And on the website, on the website this coming up week, after I get everything posted, we're going to have some tickets to the Rhythm Wine and Brew coming up on March 4th. We'll have tickets for that. That's a $140 value.
And I've heard that is like an awesome event.
It is really.
I haven't gotten to go, but everybody that I know that has been like loves it.
Okay, this year you're going. You're going to go this year. They have done such a great job. It's going into their 7th year, and Snoop Dogg's going to be there, and Alex Hagen's going to be calling us and telling us all about it. Actually, it's a 6th annual. I thought it was a 7th, but it's a 6th annual event. So again, that's really grown in size along with so many of the other events here in the Coachella Valley. Also on the website, I'm going to have tickets for the Arcade Expo at the Museum of Pinball.
That sounds awesome as well.
Yeah, and that's coming up in March. But those are all tickets you're going to have to go and enter on the website. I'm just not going to give them away to a random caller, I decided. But we did get a really nice email. And Sean, why don't you read the email that we got this week?
I have it right here. It says, Françoise, I was at the newcomers lunch meeting and enjoyed your talk. I have a friend that served in the Army, and she has been telling me for about a year that she wants to go up to the tram but can't afford it. I was so happy to win the tickets and take my friend. We both want to thank you. And that's from Carol.
I know. Isn't that nice?
That is nice. That is a very nice letter.
It's nice when people win things and they're really excited about winning them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when it was something that they really wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, not just something new that they, you know, would be a fun experience, but it was something they already wanted to do.
Yeah. So that was when I got that. I was really happy. So I get a lot of emails. I read your emails all the time. And I think I answer just about every single one of them. I'm pretty sure that I do. And for those of you tuning in, just so you know, I do have the remnants of that cold going around. This is the second cold this year. This is a record for me.
That's too many.
That is too many. I don't even know. I never get any. And then boom. Anyway, let's move on. All right. We had that storm over the weekend, which caused some havoc for a lot of people, especially outside of the Coachella Valley, more in Northern California. And actually in LA area as well. They say this is one of the strongest storms we've had in a long, long time, since about 1995.
Did it feel strong, though?
Not for us.
Didn't it feel like we've had stronger, like, recently?
For us, yeah. But for them, no, because winds, I guess, were up to...
I heard it destroyed over there.
Yeah, 70 miles per hour, the winds.
Wow. Yeah, I saw some videos of palm trees that were blowing, and they looked like I could have been watching a video in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, what we talked about on the golf show yesterday with Billy, that all our trees, you know, these huge, gigantic old trees, they were in this tough, hard ground.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't going anywhere. And now that the ground is completely saturated, boom, they're just falling over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People gotta watch out.
So anyway, that was a big, lots of stuff was canceled. I mean, a lot of things were canceled. The golf tournament at Riviera, the racing at Santa Anita, lots of stuff because of these terrible rains and winds and flooding. But hopefully our drought is over with. But right here at home, we have the fair going on. And here's something new at the fair. DMV has a booth there. And you can actually, when you're inside the fair, do your DMV transactions at the booth at the Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival.
Is it going to take as long as it does at the actual DMV?
No. I think it's
going to
be
short.
Do I get
a pager and get to go on some rides and stuff and they'll page me like an Olive Garden? That'd be pretty
funny.
Cool.
Don't make me laugh, Sean. That's so funny. Maybe it's a self-service terminal, and it says here, what can you do at this terminal? Customers must bring the renewal notice they received in the mail or their current registration card in order to complete transactions on the terminal. The terminal accepts payments in cash, check, and credit or debit cards. So you can renew your registration, your vehicle registration. What else can you do? I'm not sure. Looks like there's a few other things as well, but I thought that was pretty cool.
I think if you can do that and you can do that quickly at the fair, they should just put those in the building.
Yeah, just have them all over. Self-serve DMD kiosks.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe that's why they're trying it.
Maybe.
To see what happens.
To see how it works out.
Yeah, huh. So anyway, so if you're going to, and you need to re-register your vehicle, just do it at the fair. Yeah, there you go. While your kids are riding on the rides. Also at the fair, they have a model railroad display, which is in its 27th year, celebrating their 27th year at the fair. The Coachella Valley Model Railroad Roaders have expanded their display of the miniature operating trains. And so it's supposed to be larger. What does it say? The trains are set to scale speed of 45 to 50 miles an hour. But these trains out here go about 60 to 70 miles per hour. You'll see that when you watch the new Traveling with Francoise. You'll learn a little bit about the tracks that run through the valley. Mm-hmm. Here's a heads up. Do you know, and I shouldn't be giving this all away, but do you know that 1.5 million rail cars ride the train?
You know what? I feel like I know, but I only do because I live very close to those tracks, and it's
a year.
Slightly vibrates my upstairs.
Yeah. Well, you might be in trouble because they plan on expanding how many trains use those tracks.
Really?
Yeah, in the next coming year or so. So, anyway.
It's dulled me to, when we first moved in, it was a lot of panic that there was about to be an earthquake or that it was like a small beginning of an earthquake, because it's not a lot, but it's enough that you can feel it.
It's enough.
It throws you off a little bit.
Yeah, well... be prepared for more. And it is President's Day weekend. So for those of you with BurrTech, be aware that BurrTech will be picking up normal service.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I thought they'd be closed, but I
thought they would, too.
I don't know who's closed. The banks are closed. The schools are closed.
You know what? And I made that mistake last time with BurrTech, and I totally missed my day.
Yeah, but no. It says, no, President's Day is Monday, but their offices will be open regular hour. Your trash and recycling pickup will be provided on your regular service day.
Cool.
All
sounds
right.
Good.
Okay, so on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we should have Alex Hagen calling us from the Rhythm Wine and Brews. We have a lot more coming up, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Yes, I am Francoise Rhodes, right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Yes, I am Francoise Rhodes, but I'm getting over that thing that's going around everywhere. I don't know if it's a cold, virus, flu, who knows, but it keeps finding me, or I keep sitting next to people that have it. I think that's more the problem. I was sitting next to someone in a waiting room, and all of a sudden she starts sneezing. I said, oh no, oh geez, I'm gonna get this, and I did. Anyway, Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by the 500 Palm Springs Only Concierge Driven Executive Building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, your one-stop sundry shop. Also, just so you know, Tommy Toon, I'll tell you a little bit more about it, the award-winning Broadway star, Tommy Toon, yes, dancer, entertainer. He has an exhibit that's opening up on Monday at the 500, Gallery 500 inside the 500 building. So check it out. It's going to be there until April 2nd. So it is Works by Tommy Toon. You could actually own a piece of Tommy Toon's work. So that's pretty darn cool. Yeah. So anyway, and he doesn't do art that much. It's sort of a rare collection. They're very excited to have him there. Don't forget Desert Entertainer. Pick one up today. Go on out tonight. Indian Ridge Country Club. They have a lot of things going on. We need to get someone from Indian Ridge on the show. I'll be broadcasting from there on April 23rd for the Rosie Casals. Did I say that wrong? Casals? Tennis tournament at Indian Ridge Country Club. They have a lot of things going on. Really exciting over there. Command One Security, if you're worried about the security in your home because or business because of all this craziness going on in the valley. Lots and lots of visitors, and, you know, sometimes it brings more attention than what we are used to here in the Coachella Valley. All right, joining us on the line is Alex Hagan, and he is here to talk to us about the Rhythm Wine and Brews experience in its sixth year. Hey, Alex.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning. Welcome on this beautiful Sunday.
Well, it is gorgeous. It is shaping up to be another spectacular week here in the Coachella Valley. Now, you have what? I thought it was 7 years. I'm just jumping way ahead because this event has been so successful. It is your sixth year now with Rhythm Wine and Brews. How exciting is that?
It is. You know, the first year, it started almost by an accident, a fluke. And in year two, we started with full production with B.B. King, and it's been growing year after year. We've been experiencing about a 40% growth year after year. And this year, we expect to break all kinds of records, at least for ourselves, with everything that we've got going on.
Well, you know, and here's what I like about Rhythm Wine and Brews. It has a really nice, casual vibe to it. I don't know. There's something about it that's just different from some of the other, I'm going to say, musical events going on. People are just kind of meandering from one spot to another. They're taking in all the brews. There's just a really nice, fun, relaxed, let's party atmosphere. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's almost, you know, it's almost like two events in one because there's the beer and wine element and the tasting where you can meander around. And we've got more art we're placing around the site this year. We're doing some larger pieces that have been curated. But when that alone could be its own event. And then when you take on with the multiple stages and you then transform from the tasting part to the concert series section of it, it gives everybody a really long day for what we think is a great ticket price.
Well, it definitely. So let's talk about that day. Now, the event is on March 4th. So tell us, how does the day begin? Give us a run through of the day.
Well, I'll start you from the day before. What we do is, for VIP ticket holders or people that will be camping with us, we're inviting them to the bottle share event, which happens on site Friday evening, where people bring their own bottles of different high quality and craft beers that are sort of unique or hard to find. And we have chill tubs throughout with a band playing, and we encourage everybody to share their special finds or their special beers with other people. And we have a lot of the breweries that show up for that as well, and it becomes almost an industry thing for the brewers, but all of them want to bring something special that they may have had as an anniversary beer 4 years ago or something unique. So we encourage everybody to do that, and our campgrounds open Friday afternoon. People can camp on site Friday night, Saturday night, and I think at around 12 or 1 on Sunday is when they'll close. So we'll be able to camp on site. We encourage people that don't want to drive to come and spend the night, and they can car camp similar as they would at Coachella, or they could bring in RVs as well. So that's on Friday night. Then on Saturday, in our camping grounds, we're going to have a bunch of different events. We're going to be putting in some sand volleyball courts this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a cornhole tournament. We're going to have yoga. So the camping is going to be a bigger and better element to the RWB and the Rhythm Wine Brews experience. Mm-hmm. Come Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, VIP guests are let in. They get an extra hour of the tasting along with other areas where they can watch the bands from in a closer area to the stage, a VIP bar, and then at 4 o'clock, general admission is allowed in. The tasting for all the beers and wines go between if VIP is 3 to 7 or 4 to 7, depending on your ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we've got the larger bands that'll kick off the main stage with the Expendables, Pepper, and Snoop Dogg. So that's sort of in a nutshell what's going on. But then from last year to this year, too, we've increased a lot of things. We had roughly 22 wineries last year. We are at about 40 wineries participating this year. And I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 breweries at this point, and we keep adding them as we get closer to the event.
Well, it's just it's such, like I say, a lot of buzz about your event. A lot of people saying that's the event that they really enjoy going to. Now, tickets, to buy the tickets, you have a bunch of ticket prices here. You have the elite admission at $300, VIP $150 per person, general admission with wine and beer tastings $85, and general admission without the wine and tasting $70 per person. Can they buy these tickets at the door? Do they buy all the tickets online? How do you get those tickets out?
You can do both. You can see all the information that we have on our website, which is RWBEXP, and there's ticket links there. We also have a full box office that'll be opened, and you can pick them up the day of the show, too.
All right. So much going on out there. Alex, congratulations to your success with this event. Again, it just keeps growing and growing, and you probably are already planning for next year.
We're starting to think of talent and art and maybe doing something a little different. Our genres change. We're not locked into a set genre. You know, we had sort of blues, and then it went to some reggae, you know, ska music. And this year we're mixing a little hip-hop in with into the mix. So it changes, and we'll just see next year where we land. But we're excited. And the one other thing that's going to be new this year that I forgot to mention is we actually have Wally's Desert Turtle that's partnered with us, and there's going to be a 4-course preset meal that will be there paired with wine and beer that'll be available too, called Dining Under the Stars. So that's something else we've added this year. So we just keep trying to add different experiences to the already hopefully great experience that you've had in the past.
Well, and I noticed that children 12 and under are free, and I noticed a lot of families out there too. That's what I mean. There's just really, everyone just kind of goes with the flow and has a great time. Not only did you have the youngsters there in their 20s and the millennials, you had lots of families there. So it's just a really nice mix of people wanting to go out and have a great afternoon and evening.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And it's because of such nice people like yourself that have had us back on the air year after year and help us promote it. It really takes a village, and it takes, you know, a lot of people to like a concept and support it for it to grow. So I thank you, and I thank all your supporters that support you as well, that want to come out and enjoy the beautiful day with us.
Well, let me tell you, every listener that has been out there, and they now, I've heard this over and over. They say, Francoise, we call our friends, we make this, our friends come out so we can all go to Rhythm, Wine, and Brews together. We make this an event and have our friends out from different areas, LA, Orange County, wherever, so we can all go and have a good time. So hats off to you. Good job, Alex, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to get there safely, we've partnered up and we're going to have a lot more Ubers in the Valley that weekend.
Okay.
To be able to handle the traffic, especially if you've had too much to drink. We encourage everybody to be responsible, not to drink and drive. We're going to have taxi stands and Uber stands set up on site. So, you know, grab an Uber, get over there. Don't worry about it, or come camp with us so you don't have to drive after you've had a little too much fun.
Yep, just go and have a good time. Rhythm, Wine, and Brews, folks, March 4th over at the Empire Polo Club Fields. All the information is on Traveling with Francoise already, so you can go straight to their website and buy tickets. Alex, thanks again.
RWBEXP.com, and yeah. You can get them there too. So thank you so much, friends.
All right, thank you. Okay, there you go, folks. Again, it's RWBEXP.com for those tickets. Now, on the website after today, I think my web people are taking tomorrow off because it is a holiday. I'm not sure. But anyway, there would be a set of tickets, general admission tickets, up for grabs, but you need to go to the website to sign up to win those tickets. So, and if not, just go to their website, purchase them. Again, tickets prices range from $70 per person to $300 per person. But I really have to tell you, there's something about this event, which they've done such a great job with the feeling of it. And, you know, Sean, when you hear the word, you know, Rhythm, Wine, and Brews, you kind of think maybe of just a party crowd.
A little bit.
I mean, don't you really just think of party crowd? But that's where they've managed with all the food trucks and exhibits and art and vendors and everything else that's part of it. That's how they've managed to make it a family friendly event as well.
Yeah. No, because I've like you had said, I have friends who go like as a family, and then I have, you know, coworkers that are younger than me that are just going out there and partying and having a good time.
Yeah,
and everybody has a good time.
Yeah, you can stay as late as you want.
The families don't come back and say, oh, there's too many kids running around or there's too many people doing this. No, everybody has a good time.
Yeah, they do. And I notice that some families with the younger kids, they would leave a little bit earlier, you know, so for the maybe hardcore partiers. I don't know. It's just a really good event. All right. Let's see. We have tickets to the fair, though, to give away, Riverside County Fair. I have two passes to give away. You can pick them up at the station starting on Tuesday. I don't think you want me to mail them to you. If you'd like those, give us a call at 760-440-8255, and that's two tickets to the Riverside County Fair and Date Festival. Obviously, I'm getting over that cold that's been around, so I apologize for my kind of husky voice. Yeah. You know, this is a little bit husky. All right, coming up on the show next, joining us is we're going to have Tammy Martin and Ada. And I'm sorry I don't have Ada's last name, but they are from the Friends of the Desert Mountains. They're going to talk about the annual Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival, which promises to be fantastic this year.
I can tell just by driving around the streets and seeing all the green and the bloom that's starting to happen that it's going to be incredible.
There's already flowers out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really pretty. And when I was driving to the Mission Inn last week, as I said, the mountains were a carpet in the 60 where it's always doom and gloom and brown and really sad looking driving through that pass. It was so green and beautiful.
Yep, they've turned green.
Yeah. So this promises to be a very beautiful wildflower festival coming up, and that's going to happen on Saturday, March 4th as well. So you can go to the wildflower festival in the morning and go to Rhythm Wine and Brews in the afternoon.
We've planned their day.
That's a great day.
Done.
All right. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. I am Francoise Rhodes in the throes of the aftermath of the cold thing going around. Joining us in studio, because they weren't even sure it was me, is Tammy Martin and Ada Knuckles. They are from Friends of the Desert Mountains. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you, and welcome thank you for having us here.
I mean, can you believe it's already been a year?
No.
Time flies.
I know you've been a regular now for the last couple of years because I love this event. I love the name. But this year, I mean, we are talking some serious wildflowers out there.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. And you, if you're out on the trails, you can actually see them coming out now. Probably Ada could probably speak more. She's our hike leader and she leads a couple hikes a week out there.
Well, Tammy, you are the executive director of Friends of the Desert Mountains, correct?
That is correct.
So now tell us a little bit about, for those, we have a lot of newcomers here in the Coachella Valley, a lot of people visiting right now that are going to be here for the next month or so. Tell them what the Wildflower Festival, what is it?
Well, it's a community-oriented event. It's a free event, and we start off the day with a 5K run walk. You can actually go to our website, desertmountains.org, to sign up. Mm-hmm. We have a kids zone where there's plenty of crafts for the kids to take home. We have exhibitors, vendors, artists, and we actually have some new ones coming in this year. So if you've been in the past, come up, check them out. We also have hikes, walks that take off about every 20 to 30 minutes. So come out and sign up for that. We actually have a beer and wine garden where we'll have live music. And to top it off, we have a fantastic raffle section. And we welcome everybody to come out and check that out also.
Yeah, it really is a fun, beautiful event outdoors. Again, you've been blessed with great weather every single year. And like I said, this year, the wildflowers are going to be incredible. Now, Ada, you give a lot of hikes and tours through Friends of the Desert Mountain.
I do, almost on a weekly basis, more than once.
And you do, these tours are free, or do people pay for these tours?
They're free, but we do ask them to donate to our and support our programs, not just the hike program, but all of the programs that Friends of the Desert Mountains has.
So tell us a little bit, who is Friends of the Desert Mountain? What do you guys do?
Friends of the Desert Mountains is a conservation group organization. They buy up land and conserve it for the future, for wildlife habitat. And our volunteers come out and support the National Monument Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service employees by helping them to take care of all the trails and keeping the trails nice and clean and making sure all the trash is picked up, etc. And then we educate the public about the wildflowers, obviously, but also about everything about the Coachella Valley.
And the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival is going to be Saturday, March 4th. All this information is already on Traveling with Francois, folks. So you can just go to my website if you miss all the links and websites. But it's really easy, desertmountains.org. So, Ada, now you are one of the docents that leads the hikes on the festival day.
Yes.
So tell us where are they going to hike to?
We're going to do a very modified wildflower hike on our Randall Henderson Trail. It is approximately a half a mile, and it's a loop trail. We are already seeing a lot of the wildflowers blooming already, but we have lots of buds and plants waiting to bloom as well. We will also be doing, we have our little trail behind the visitor center called the Ed Hasty Walk, and we will be, that's less than a quarter of a mile. It is wheelchair accessible, so anyone can join us on that, and we'll be having walks on that about every 10 minutes and just talking about the flowers, etc., for the day.
It's a good way to get started. For people that have not ventured out into our hillsides, it's a great way to get started. Now, Tammy, you guys are so well organized with this event. How many years has this event been going on now?
This is our 10th year.
10th year. Now, because of it's really tight parking up there, folks, but you have your shuttle system down to a science.
We do. Everyone needs to park at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church off of Highway 74, and we bus everyone up. There is no on-site parking. Mm-hmm. I really need to stress that because you will get turned around if you try to come up and park because there's just no on-site parking.
Okay, because you have a lot of hikers going in all different directions, and just the proximity of it, you don't want to fill it up with a bunch of cars. So the shuttles go in and out really simple. I took the shuttle, folks, and not a big deal. So definitely, you guys, I was in and out very easily. So tell us now, Tammy, this you have the raffle. What are you raising funds for?
It's to support our mission, our conservation efforts, and all the programs that we do here in the valley. Each week, we have like a trail stewards group that goes out, repairs all the trails so that everybody can hike safely, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's all the programs that we offer at Friends of the Desert Mountains. And I really encourage anybody out there that, you know, if you're looking for an organization to volunteer for, we're the ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you do a great job in our mountains. I mean, that is a big part of what draws all these tourists to the valley,
yes,
is these beautiful surrounding mountains. Now, the event, the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival, is going to be on the site of the Visitor Center.
That's correct. The Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains National mm-hmm. Monument Visitor Center. So, like I said, take the bus from St. Margaret's, come up. We have plenty to do for people up there. There'll be actually food that'll be, you know, vendors will be there mm-hmm. with food. We have a great visitor center with apparel that'll be.
That.
Yeah. So there's so much to do. You could be there all day mm-hmm. and have a lot of fun.
And bring the kids too. Kids just are having a ball up there. Every time I go up there, the kids, they're saying things that they didn't even know existed in our valley. Just some fabulous stuff. And the event is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you have all day to go up there to the visitor center and just to go on some hikes, hang around, have some lunch, get some raffle prizes, do a whole bunch of things. Now, to make all of this possible, not only do you need the people to come and support the event, but you have sponsors.
We do, and we have to go out and get since this is a free event, we have to get all of our sponsors ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to the City of Palm Desert and First Weekend for being the presenting sponsors once again this year. But we have several sponsors, such as Southern California Edison, SoCal Gas, Burtek, Barnes & Noble, FG Creative, K. Hazen & Company, La Quinta Brewing, and the list goes on, Vintage mm-hmm. Nursery. Shields Date Gardens, MS Consulting, Robo Bank, Agua Caliente. But, you know, it takes a lot of funds to put this event on, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors. And we really encourage, if you really want to support us, you know, we'll take the contributions. If you're unable to give a cash contribution, we're always looking for items in the raffle area, which brings in funds the day of. That's usually the only money that is brought in the day of besides what is spent in the gift shop.
Well, and when you say free event, you have to have sponsors. You have to have people to help you out to make this a free event so all of you out there can go and enjoy it. So there is the, now they're going to buy the raffle tickets there on site.
That is correct. And you do not have to be present. We will take your name, phone number, and at the end of the day, we'll draw it out. If you're not there, we'll call you.
Okay. And as far, Ada, as far as the hikes go, people just show up, they're hanging around, you have a board that they sign up. How are they going to do that?
Once they get off of the bus, the hike sign up tent is right there. Okay. So they can come over, sign up. We will be doing hikes every 15 minutes from there. Mm-hmm. And we have people, we encourage people to sign up as soon as you get there for maybe a later hike while you go check things out in the tent, under the tent for our vendors and exhibitors, or even to check out the kids zone, which is going to be a great place this year. We have some live animals for the kids again, as well as face painting. And
I heard you have a rock wall.
Yes, we're going to have a climbing wall this year for the first time. So everyone, bring your kids for that one, too. It's a great place to. And we have a sand pile for the really little kids or the older kids that just like to dig in the sand.
Right. And climb the rock wall also.
Yes.
They want to show the kids, and then the kids out climb them, and they say, well, I just did one show. Yeah, it's really, again, a lot of fun, the Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival. But I want people, I want you to know that Friends of the Desert Mountains, you're a year-round organization.
We are year-round, and actually this year is really special to us because we are celebrating 30 years of being in the valley. So we have some fun things taking place in the Friends of the Desert Mountains booth this year. So mm-hmm. we welcome everybody to come out, check out our booth, and learn more about us, learn why we've been in the valley for 30 years.
And what about volunteers? Do you ever need volunteers?
Oh, we have several volunteers, and I have to put a plug into them because without our volunteers, mm-hmm. it takes over 100 volunteers to put on this event.
Wow.
But it's not only putting on this event, it's our volunteers throughout the entire year. And we couldn't do it. We couldn't do our programs without our volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they put in over 14,000 hours for us.
Wow. And then during the summer months, and I stress this because I've been on a few of your night hikes in the summer. They are so much fun, your twilight hikes. They are tons of fun. Again, folks, Friends of the Desert Mountains, you want to definitely support them, desertmountains.org. They do so much here in the Coachella Valley. The Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival, just the name itself, I love the name, Saturday, March 4th. It is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Santa Rosa San Jacinto Mountains National Monument up Highway 74, the Visitor Center. Very easy, but you're not going to go there. You're going to park at St. Margaret's Episcopal Church, which is right there on 74, and take the free shuttle.
That is correct. Okay.
Well, ladies, you do a great job every year. Love having you on. I will see you out there.
All right. Great. We look forward to it.
All right.
Thank you.
On that note, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes. Yep, it's me. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. So remember, the Wildflower Festival, Coachella Valley Wildflower Festival, on Saturday, March 4th. You go to that in the morning. Then you go drop off the kids, or you could take the kids, however you want to do it. And then you go to Rhythm, Wine, and Brews in the afternoon. Perfect day. Perfect day. All right. Time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. 10% off if you mention Traveling with Francoise or my name for your dry cleaning. So 10% off. And I apologize my raspiness, but I'm getting over that cold that's been going around. And whatever I don't mention on the show, I will make sure it's posted all on the website. Okay. Today, Pam Tillis. Three-time CMA award winner, including prestigious 1994 Female Vocalist of the Year. Do you know that she's going to be performing at the Rancho Mirage Amphitheater at 7 o'clock tonight, and it's free?
I did not know that.
I know, huh? That's pretty cool. So free tonight at that amphitheater. It's a very nice amphitheater. Have you been over there, Sean?
I haven't, no.
Okay, it's kind of on the back streets over there, San Jacinto Drive in Rancho Mirage. They have really nice tennis courts and stuff over there, too. Basketball courts.
Really?
Right in the park. It's really a cool area. But they built this amphitheater just, I think, about 2 years ago. And so Pam Tillis will be there today. Gates open at 5. Show starts at 7. Rain or shine. It's going to happen.
I think the weather will be okay.
I think so, too. Because the amphitheater, the stage is pretty much covered.
Well, I don't think, is it supposed to rain tonight?
No, I think it's over with the rain.
I think it's over. Okay. Might be a little chilly.
Might be a little chilly, but again, so if you want to see Pam Tillis, definitely go on over there. Very, very cool. All right, so, and if you want to be a cheetah zookeeper for a day, the Living Desert partners with Coca-Cola for this in-store grocery promotion, which runs February 6th through March 20th. You must be 18 years or older to enter. I think I'm going to enter this. I would love to be a cheetah zookeeper for a day.
Yeah, if you could, like, play wrestle with the cheetah, that'd be fun. like you would with a cat.
You do have to clean their stall.
That doesn't sound like much fun, but I think the experience would be fun.
Yeah, no, let's see. Interacting with guests, training animals, that would be fun.
That would be
fun. I don't think they really train them, though, cheetahs. Observing the animals. Anyway, you get to be a professional zookeeper. To sign up for this, for a chance to win, go to livingdesert.org. Also free is the Tommy Toon exhibit called Palmistry at Gallery 500. All his work will be in there starting February 20th, and that's inside the 500 building on the corner of Indian Ramon and Palm Canyon. Tommy Toon, I was reading about Tommy Toon the other day. You know, he's won a ton of stuff. He's won a lot of 10 Tony Awards. And what people don't realize, he's an artist, but he's not an artist. You know, that's not his forte. He doesn't make a living. He just does it on the side. So when a collection comes out of his, it's very rare.
Right, because it's not the full-time focus.
Right, that's not his thing. So this one's called Palmistry. It's about palm trees, his idea of palm trees. So anyway, it'll be running through April 2nd. at Gallery 500 in Palm Springs. All right, Coachella Valley History Museum, they have on the 20th an event. They have a special evening at the museum. The speaker is Morgan Levine, 6 p.m. Go on over there, Coachella Valley History Museum. It is a free event. Excuse me. And let's see. So let's move to the priced events brought to you by Desert Arc. Of course, we have the fair going on, Riverside County Fair, Date Festival. Lots of things happening. That started on Friday, going through till the 26th. So are you going out to the fair?
I'm going to try to make my way. I told my wife and my daughter, they actually both are ready. My daughter's really ready to go.
Yeah.
So I told them that we'll try to work something out.
Oh, okay. Well, you should. So like I said, I was going to go, but I don't know when I'm going to go now. Oh, I guess I'll go during the week. And Modernism Week going on really strong. Of course, they had a little bit of trouble with the rain as well. They have their pinball. They're going to the Pinball Museum on February 25th. We have John Weeks joining us in the second hour of the show to talk about the Pinball Museum out in Banning, which is very, very cool.
Which looks very, very cool.
It's so much fun. And I'm going to have tickets on the website for their big arcade expo that is coming up in March on St. Patrick's Day weekend. But right now, Modernism Week is going strong. You can buy your tickets for all the events at modernismweek.com. So don't miss out. They have stuff going every single day. In fact, if you're out driving around, you will notice some artwork that's scattered throughout the desert here.
Oh, yeah.
In the valley, right on Portola, Philip Smith has his mirrored circle of mirrors, mm-hmm. that I think it was at Coachella Fest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you'll see it when you drive by. It's to the right if you're going towards the freeway. And you'll see they have a walkway that goes out to it. And you'll see the mirrors out there. I've noticed cars, because I use Portola a lot. I noticed a lot of people there yesterday in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Out there with the mirrors. But I think they'd be better with the sun,
because
it was reflecting off of them. So, and today also is happening the polo at the Polo Grounds. And that runs through April 2nd. So obviously the Polo Grounds won't be open for Rhythm, Wine, and Brews. But otherwise, Sunday they have their matches at noon and 2. So check it out going over there. It's $20 per car. Palm Canyon Theater, they have a new play going on, Evita, a new musical, February 17th through March 5th. And that is at the Palm Canyon Theater. So you might want to check that out. You can buy tickets online or give them a call. Also, lots of speaker series going on Tuesday, February 21st. Dr. Robert Ballard will be at the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series, and that is at the Annenberg Center for Health Sciences at Eisenhower. Doors open at 6. Program begins at 7. Individual tickets are $45 for general reserved or preferred reserve is $60. And for more info, let's see, what is it on here? There isn't a website. I'll check it out and make sure that it's on my website. But you can call the Annenberg Center for Health Sciences at Eisenhower. Also, Palm Desert Rotary Club, Rotary Spirit of Rotary to Honor Two Institutional and a Desert Honor Two Institution. Doesn't make much sense. And a desert icon. Anyway, the Palm Desert Rotary Spirit of Rotary Luncheon is February 21st at the J.W. Marriott. And they're going to honor the Palm Springs Air Museum and the Coachella Valley History Museum. Okay, there we go. I get what they're talking about. The Air Museum will be represented by Fred Bell and Greg Kinney. And let's see, that happens again on February 21st. So for more information to buy tickets, 760-239-1132. And then there is the Italian Heritage Club presents an evening of music and laughter. This sells out every year over at Sun City. This is Tuesday, February 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are $40 per person. Call Frank Monteforte at 760-578-3479. They're going to have Gary Muledeer will be there. Joe Scalisi, he's the international singing star. Plus the Dry Martini Band. I think he impersonates Dean Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Gold Diggers. I didn't think the Gold Diggers were around anymore.
We have to find out.
This must be the older Gold Diggers. So they will be there. Oh, the fun night. I'll be there as well, hopefully. Jeez, I'm hoping I'll be there. And then there is, at St. George Greek Orthodox Church in Palm Desert, their 21st annual Greek festival. Wow.
Wow.
I know, 21st. And that is, the church is on the church grounds at 74109 Larea in Palm Desert. It is their 21st annual Greek festival. Experience authentic Greek food, heavenly pastries, dance to live Greek music, be Greek for a day. This is Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. both days. Admission is $3. Children 12 and under are free. So, again, that sounds like a lot of fun, and all this information will be posted on the website. What else do we have going on? On the 25th, there is the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, their third annual Cheetah Run, and that happens February 25th. Runners and walkers are invited to partake in this fun event. Registration opens at 6:30, and the 5K begins promptly at 7:30. For more info, go to the Living Desert website. There is the Architecture and Design Center. They're walking tours every Saturday now through April 29th. You meet, you meet at the Union Bank at 9:30, and that's every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. The tour lasts about an hour, and the tour is $25 per person, limited to 15 people. And then the Gardens on El Paseo, they have their charitable concert series going on. Their next one is February 25th. Mashin, Benefiting Women Leaders Forum of the Coachella Valley. Tickets are on sale. Tickets go on sale 3:30, and the event starts at 5 o'clock, and they're $15, and that includes two seats on the lawn, two glasses of wine, and light bites. So there you go. And $10 of that benefits local charity, each charity each week, something different. So it's all good stuff. All right, on that note, we have made it through the first hour. We're going to work our way into the second hour, where we're going to cover some travel news. And John Weeks is going to be calling us from the Museum of Pinball. We're going to find out about their event coming up and about the museum itself. Stick around. I have some more prizes for you. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.